Hey. Hello. Who are you?
I'm Anu.
Hi Anu, this is Kaushal here from Channel 9.
I work for VSU. I just emerged into this specific. This is Abhinav.
Hi Abhinav.
The devil on the scene. And that is Khushbu. She is our kind lady. So
hello Khushbu. So tell me what you guys are going to talk about today.
We work for team build in particular. This is a part of VSTS.
Okay.
VSTS is a software lifecycle tool which gives you an end-to-end integration of all source control, work item tracking, build lab out of the box and stuff like that. So today we can demo team build, which is what our particular product is.
That's it. So can you get started on that?
Sure. Don't blame me if the comp's too slow. So I assume folks are familiar with VS. So we have a small solution here with a class library, the C# class library, and I have a small text in that function which just returns a 1, a dummy. And VSTS actually comes with a VSTT tool, which is the test tool where you can generate all kinds of cool tests on your project, unit tests being what I'm demoing here. You, all you need to do is right click and say create unit test, and voila, you have a test project with a particular test on top of it. So what really team build is,
So team build is actually a build lab in a box kind of a system where, you know, you can set up a build server.
Okay.
And from any client machine, you can configure and fire builds using the Team Foundation server onto this build machine. And you get, you know, a very detailed report outlining all bugs that were fixed in that build, all files that were checked in to create that build, and get a very detailed report. You also get this report over the web. So it's not necessary that you need to install VS to see the report, and you can configure it such that emails are fired. You can configure builds that, you know, for your team, which every team member is supposed to use. You can do all those kind of things.
Okay. And these reports are available offline as well?
Yes.
Okay, so we are set for the demo. In VSTS we have something called a portfolio project or team project. So a team project is actually a collection of all VS solutions. Any given team can check in all their entire code in one particular team project, and you have work items associated with it, which are typically bugs or OGS or scenarios associated with that.
Mm-hmm.
And you have docs, you can store all your design docs, process items, stuff, etc. at one place. These are the reports, which are actually called Rosetta reports. We'll look at that later. This is what we are building here in Hive. This is team build. So you actually go and create a new team build type for all the sources that you've checked in into that team project. Say, I want to name this build type as build type 1. Okay, You, and then on the next tab, right, you actually get to see what all solutions are checked in under that team project. So I just created that dummy class library and stuff like that, right? So that is called solution with tests. So I can choose what all solutions I want to build in this tab. So for simplicity's sake, let me choose just this. You can actually choose multiple solutions and reorder them in which order you want just to get built and stuff like that.
Okay.
So let's choose just solution with tests for now. And this gives you the platform and configuration that you would like to build it in. You have a lot of options which are common platforms and stuff, and you can also edit them. So this page is to show which build machine do you actually want to build it on. You have to give the name of a machine which is configured with our DMSQ. VSTS has a separate build machine SKU where we install the build server. It's a pretty lightweight SKU. And this is the directory on which you want to build. Say, let's call it dbuildDemo. And this is the drop where you'll actually get all your built DLLs. So I have a scratch folder on my machine. This has to be a UNC share where you have read-write permissions for the account that's actually doing the build. So the run tests is an interesting option. So I just showed the tests, the unit tests that we had on the class library. You can run tests as part of the build process. So this is the metadata file that actually contains the tests, and I want to run this test list. This can contain multiple tests. And we are all set to go. It shows us what all we chose here. So you want to edit it, you go back and edit it or this way. What really happens in the background is it goes and generates this .proj file, which is buildable by MSBuild, the formal build engine that MSSP is shipping. So here we go. We have this build type one created and this inbuilt. All you need to do now is say build. You get this launch build dialog. You can actually configure here too. I say build. Let's see to build. Alright.
Let's hope it doesn't pop up.
So Abhinav was the dev who wrote that, so we can wait him up and
say. Don't worry, we know the people who know who can fix the bug.
Yeah. Oh, good. So
it does all this come up in front of demo.
This is the report that we show while the building is going on.
Okay, so I see zero errors.
Yes. So we actually compiled, well, it's running tests on the compiled DLLs right now. And it's called build details report, you get to see which. Oh, cool. So build time, all tests ran. So build steps actually denote the chronological order in which all these events happened. It initialized, synced the sources, compiled it, ran tests, and ultimately copied it to drop location. So this hyperlink here takes you to the built DLLs.
Can you do that again?
This hyperlink here, you click on it and it takes you to the actual compiled DLLs, the drops. So this is what we built in this build type.
Okay.
And you have a build log with it, which gives a more detailed report of what it actually built, which files, etc., etc. And this is the test results. So we actually ran some tests on it, right? We want to see what happened to them. Yeah. Ouch. Sorry. Okay, we can also take a look at it from here. This is the TRX file, so it shows what our tests ran on it, and voila, this is the test we ran. And it ran on this comp and it actually passed. So typically we expect to have a lot of tests here that run on this particular build, and they are usually DVT. So if any of them fail, we call it out as this build has failed because these tests have failed.
Okay.
And these are the associated chain sets which we believe is a big value add. So this actually shows what all chain sets have been associated with this particular build, which means what all we have checked in before the previous build, between the last build and this build, this many check-ins have gone into the build, and upon clicking it, we are supposed to be showing, yeah, cool, we are supposed to be showing the chain set details. So this is what we added a folder called try, and these are associated work items. So in case a dev makes a check-in that's actually fixing a bug or something, he goes and associates some work items with that check-in. So these work items actually get fixed during this build process. It goes and updates the fixed in build field to this particular build number generated. And this is actually what we offer by default, this build naming scheme. You can also change it by adding a custom task in the same build challenge. Associated work items, we have nothing that in these changes, so we have an empty tab there. But it actually shows up what all work items got fixed in this particular build. In case of a build failure, which is not so uncommon scenario, what we do is fail the build and open a work item. Work item is nothing but a bug in ECS. We open a bug and with a given priority and severity and attach the build log and say this is a build failure and call that out with that. We also have a facility to run code analysis on it. Sorry, I'm just showing that in the wizard. You can run static analysis and bring out those warnings. Do you want a demo report for the other report? This is what we have right now, and we have this cool website called teamsystemrocks.com. So this is
it's a blog?
It's not really a blog, it's a website which has a lot of stuff about team build community. It also has links to all blogs that Team System folks are writing, as well as it has a link to the forum new group forums that we have for Team System. And we have a couple of cool tutorials here.
So what's the URL again?
httpteamsystemrocks.com.
Great.
Yeah. As you've already written a disclaimer, do not let the lack of graphical design scare you away. It's still under development. Okay. So here.
I guess that's where Expression comes in. You know, Expression was just launched. Right?
Yeah, I've read about that. So this blog, interestingly, is from a team builder who sits here, who's named Titania. We just made this blog today. We have a lot of bloggers on our team, Abhinava being the guy who blogs most often.
That's cool. So you already know what channel I am, sure.
Yep. I saw some videos before coming here.
Okay.
So that we don't goof off real bad. This is a really sideways.
You couldn't possibly goof off. This is what you do for a living.
So, we can meet our team.
Sure.
Let's go around. Oh, Chaitanya is listening. He has a few interesting stuff in his school. Okay, this is Nagendra.
Hello Nagendra, this is Channel 9.
Hi.
Tell us more about yourself.
Okay. I'm working in IDC Bhutan. They are in Develop Enterprise 2. We have a source control called Team System Source Control. And we are developing a converter to an existing source control system to our new source control system so that they using a Sony network their data. They can just take the data, they can measure the new system, and they can really start working.
Cool.
So, this is one like a source control system. And we develop this converter, which basically takes the data and puts in the source control system.
Okay.
And this is
nothing. Great.
Thanks.
Converters is the key connecting piece that we are developing here in IDC.
Okay.
So that we customers can actually move over from their existing source control or work item tracking systems to what CSCS has to offer.
Okay.
We are actually building 4 converters out of which we are shipping 2. This is Ankur.
Hello Ankur.
He's a dev on the converter.
So do you know Channel 9?
Yeah, you're from there?
Yep.
Okay.
Say hello to everybody.
Hello.
So what do you do?
I'm a converter dev. I'm working on GSS converter and SD converter.
Okay.
So GSS is a tool that we use, we ship for external customers, for small people. And we migrate from GSS, all your data, to Visual Security Foundation.
Okay.
So that you can continue working. SD is an internal source code control that we use. We are doing that so that every team in Microsoft itself can move to Team Foundation.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay, Shiva.
This is
our
second.
Hey.
Hi, who are you?
I'm doing good.
And who are you?
Who am I? I'm Jido.
A million dollar question.
Can you tell me why do we love it?
So this is Channel 9. Do you know the Channel 9?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I'm Jido.
Okay.
Lead in converter team.
So tell us more about what you do as a dev.
Microsoft for last 2.5 years.
Okay.
And our team is developing converter tools.
Mm-hmm.
Has come a lot of this year.
That's great.
That was more or less the security. We have a dev today sitting here. He's Manish.
Hi Manish.
Wow,
that's fantastic. You're a great blogger as well.
This is
Channel 9. Say hello to everybody.
Hi. I'm a dev in the build. I'm handling the scripting part of the build process.
Okay.
All the backend code, which is how the build process actually happens and how the MS build, how team build is using MS build to run the build and how to customize it, all that integration stories.
Okay, okay.
Under my ownership.
Okay.
That's
great.
Thanks.
We know you.
Yeah. So, I'm also a dev in team build.
Right.
And I mainly own the UI.
Okay.
And some other stuff. Mainly the UI.
Okay. So that's why you know about Expression.
Yeah. I know about Expression.
And who's that?
My daughter.
Ah, she's beautiful for me.
Prakriti.
Okay. What does that mean?
nature in Bangla.
Prakriti, okay.
Yeah, we call it Prakriti. I insist on the word.
Prakriti.
Yeah.
That's it.
This is Suhas.
Hello, Suhas.
Hi.
This is Samarain.
Yes, hi.
So tell us more about you, Suhas.
I'm Suhas Deshmukh, part of QA team for Vibri.
Okay.
So that's it. I'm working on mainly on the client side. But
okay.
And okay. We did the dog fitting for, I'm involved in
dog
fitting for team building.
Oh wow, that's cool.
Like using team build to build our team foundation courses.
Okay, okay. Cool.
Internally. This is Niti.
Hi.
Sorry, I didn't get the name.
Niti.
Who are you? Niti.
I'm Niti.
Hi, Niti.
I'm in the QA team.
Okay.
For
okay. Anybody else?
Yeah. We have some people that we bring to you. Anything for the interview? I just know something.
Oh yeah, there are Gotham's devil at the PDC.
Oh yeah, of course.
This is our tech manager for Team. And he came to take our interview for Times of India.
Hello everyone, who are you? I'm Dinesh Bhatt, I'm a customer manager in IDC Bottom Team.
Okay. This is what Times of India, this is Channel 9.
I know.
So say hello to everybody and tell us more about what you do.
Hi, this is Abhishek Mathur, he's our PM.
Abhishek?
Oh, that's great. So you're new to Microsoft or you're new to the team?
I'm new to the team. I've been in Microsoft 2.5 years now.
Okay.
Just moved into this team 3 days ago.
That's great. And new to Hyderabad?
Not new to Hyderabad either.
Okay.
I've been in Hyderabad for 2.5 years now.
Okay, great. So you guys tell me more about Hyderabad and the food here, the places to visit. What do you think people should visit here? What kind of cuisines are there? I've heard a lot about the Hyderabad biryani here.
Yeah, but the spicy, I guess.
You should visit Bawarchi for the best biryani.
Bawarchi?
I don't
know, you know IMAX, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I know IMAX. I'm a slave here.
It's not travel required, it's not 3 movies and 4 years. So it's a record that I would.
Wow.
So biryani is Hyderabad, right? Biryani is Hyderabad house to paradise to barbecue, very biryani, very nice.
That's great.
Chips are mixed up a lot. The chips good, I like it. Biryani is good.
So that's the spicy part.
Yeah.
So you can also visit Ramayu films here, many Hollywood here.
Oh yeah, and so a lot of ministers and actors and actresses stay there.
Yeah. That's all of that to see.
Okay. I still think Hyderabad is not better than Bangalore.
Okay.
I just caution thinking so.
So at least you don't dance, at least you don't ban dancing here.
Not really, but you wouldn't mind.
A very funny story. One of my guests from Redmond had come over and he was like, I want to go to Fusion 9 and T2 every, you know, on Friday night and there will be a blocking party and stuff like that, and we went on Friday night and there was nobody. Two of us on the disco floor, nobody.
You should go BNC's and all that.
BNC is a bit cool,
yeah. And Downing Street, yeah. T2 is not a place to go anymore, okay? There's so many disco sections.
Okay, that's great. So anything else you guys want to talk about?
Already
here,
Paramesh.
I think you already met
Paramesh. Oh, you met
Paramesh. You've already met Paramesh yesterday.
So,
Hi there, sorry to disturb you.
Calm, the team was actually working on the
yes, so I'm actually working here.
Yes, that's working. So who are you? Tell us more about yourself.
I'm Puru, Purushottam Kulkarni.
Okay. I think we bumped into you yesterday, didn't we?
We did.
Yes,
we did.
So we didn't
I'm
talk quite.
This wonderful team of people that works on the Lutheran industry.
Okay, you met the most of the team. Pretty enthusiastic people, that's a great team you have here.
Good team. Joined about 6 months back in the business. Yeah, 6 months back.
Okay.
It's been wonderful.
he's a group manager, so basically he holds the website when we are not doing enough work.
Okay.
So far I have not had to use that.
Oh god, you have a
only the
team of people.
Yeah, I've been in Microsoft for 14
plus years. Wow, so you and
Parmesh,
that's great. So I think you are the stalwart, the, what do you say?
Microsoft
veteran.
Old
people. Yeah.
Put it
that way. Not old. Veteran.
Shepard Clark here.
Which one?
Shepard Clark. I kind of
understand. Yeah, that's like a consumer product. I'm like,
so those are all the products you've shipped so far?
Yeah.
You've had like...
I'm like, for me, right? I worked on our consumer products, which had a yearly cycle or 2 year cycle.
I like to do that.
Right? As opposed to Parmesh, Windows 95, Windows 2000.
That's great.
So how long are you here?
I'm here only till another hour.
So that's our second picture. We had a second in Hyderabad.
Yep, I was part of the meeting.
Oh, okay.
I know that. Let
me see. I think it was really, really great that event.
That's right.
We have a lot of participation in
from the speakers?
Bangalore and yeah, speakers and in fact for Hyderabad even the entire team was there.
Okay.
So, in a uniform.
Very good. Yeah, in our uniform.
That's right.
Good learning for people. Talk to the customers, they are able.
Okay. So are you waiting for 2006 yet? Take it 2006. You're already planning for it.
Take it 2006, huh? Yeah, definitely looking forward to that. Yeah.
Okay.
But we'll see how the participation, it depends on the shift cycle and other
things. Right. So,
I feel like we're waiting for the launch event that happens.
Exactly. So, you have a lot of stuff to talk about during launch and post-launch for the Tech Guru section.
Right.
Okay, thanks. Great meeting you.
Thank you very much.
So, are we done with the team?
Yep.
Great. Thank you, guys.
All our team.
You guys have been great hosts.